And we are so excited to have all of you joining us this morning for our February Empowerment Call, both this morning and this evening. We have a special treat to not only hear from Karen Weaver, but also her husband, Pete Ward. And you would have seen their bios that went out on the email. Pete and Karen have been with NSA since 1988. And they actually started long before Juice Plus was ever introduced, so they've seen a fair amount of transition in our business. And Pete and Karen have what I think is an American story, where they started a business, thought it was a dream come true, and then turned into a nightmare and began looking for something else, or maybe not even looking, but it was became aware when something good was introduced to them. And just on a personal note, from my perspective of being in this business for almost 26 years now, I've watched Pete and Karen from afar and up close. They are certainly models of our business, of care and consistency and leadership and teaching other people to do what they've done. And we love Pete and Karen. We've enjoyed visiting with them in the Northwest in their home, and they certainly have a wonderful lifestyle, as you all can see, not only living in the Northwest, but also enjoying the sunshine of Florida and in the Caribbean during the winter months. So we are so delighted to have Karen join us this morning and focus on the ever-important topic of turning customers into distributors. And this is a topic that everybody wants to know how we can be better at, what we can do, and Karen certainly can teach us on that. So, Karen, I'm just going to turn it over to you, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me, Sharon, and I'd just like to also let everybody on the line know that we have had some great fun with Dave and Sharon, and we've been hosted in their home in Nashville. They have a beautiful home as well. I think that's one of the blessings of this business is the friendships that we can create all around the globe. So it's just been wonderful for us getting to know Dave and Sharon, and we've certainly had some fun together.
Yes.
Pete and I are actually in Florida right now. Sharon talked about our lifestyle, and I think it is maybe a little enviable. We live in the Pacific Northwest, and it rains a lot up there. So we came down to Florida the first part of November, and we haven't been home since. We spent the whole month of December in the Caribbean celebrating my 60th birthday. I don't know where else you can have a job or a career where you can go off for a month like that, but that was wonderful. Then we came back to Florida, and we're still here waiting for the rain to stop in the Pacific Northwest, and we'll go home probably in March. So it's fun to be on the call with everybody this morning, and we are going to talk about this topic about turning customers into distributors. And I find that a lot of times that is a stumbling block for people. I find that distributors are very comfortable today getting customers. And yet, you know, maybe turning those customers into distributors can be a little harder. So hopefully I'm going to share some concepts with you today that will make it simpler for you. I certainly hope that you learn something from this. But let's say that you've developed a qualified business. You've got about 40 customers. You're $1,000 of PVCs going through your distributorship every month. Now what, right? Now we want to build a team. We want to continue that momentum by duplicating ourselves. So just how do we do that? That seems to be the age-old question. And the answer is pretty simple, really. I find that we do that through our customer care, through building those relationships with our customers, through asking them questions, and asking them more questions, and through listening to what they have to say, and listening more, and listening more. And a lot of what I'm going to share with you this morning is taken from Michael Oliver's book, How to Sell Network Marketing Without Fear, Anxiety, and Losing Your Friends. So you may hear some familiar concepts about asking questions and listening. But before we get into that, I just want to remind everybody of the statistics that I'm sure you've heard, many of you have heard them many times, that, you know, 85% of the people that we talk to are only going to be interested in Juice Plus. They're never going to be interested in the business. And that is a good thing. You know, a lot of people get really depressed when somebody says no to them about the business. But if you think about it for a second, if everybody we talk to were interested in the business, we would not have the business opportunity that we have today. everybody would want to be distributors, and nobody would, you know, we wouldn't have any customers. So the fact that 85% will only be interested in Juice Plus is a very good thing. So when you introduce somebody to the business and they say no, that's fabulous because you're going to have a customer. 10% of the people that we talk to may be interested in the business at some future date. It could be, you know, 5 minutes from the time they hear about Juice Plus, or 5 hours, or 5 days, or 5 months, or 5 years, or 15 years, or more. But at some point in time, something's going to shift for them, and they're going to have an interest in our business. And those are the people we're going to talk about here on the call today. 5% of the people that we talk to, as you've heard, are interested in the business right away. These are the people that you are introducing them to Juice Plus, and they immediately not only want to take Juice Plus, but they want to get in business as well because they know other people that need to be healthier as well. That's great. You don't have to identify those 5% because they're going to identify themselves. They're the ones that are going to be jumping up and down saying, tell me about this business. You know, I want to do it too. So we want to talk about the 10%, the 10% that are going to become distributors at some point in time. So just how do we find that 10%? And again, the answer is very, very simple. It's through listening, just listening. And in his book, Michael Oliver makes a statement. He says, the real art of communication is in the listening. Listening is a gift that you can give anyone, and it doesn't cost you a penny. So, you know, we need to take advantage of this gift of listening that we can offer people. People aren't heard today that much. So when we do take a genuine interest in them and listen, they're going to feel gifted by that. But Michael Oliver goes on to say in his book that this is how we normally listen. He says 45% of the time that we're supposed to be listening, we're working out what we're going to say next. Anybody guilty of that? And I know you can't answer me, but I'm sure some of you are probably laughing right now saying, yeah, I do that all the time. I'm working out what I'm going to say next when I'm supposed to be listening. Another 45% of the time is spent waiting for a gap in the conversation so we can say it. Anybody guilty of that? You know, you're just waiting for that other person to take a breath so that you can jump in with what it is that you want to say. And I find myself guilty of that at times also. But he says that that leaves only 10% of the time listening. And then he asks, so are we really listening when we only spend 10% of the time doing it? And the answer is no, we can't be. So how much of the time do you think we should spend listening? And just think about that for yourselves for just a minute. In his book, Michael Oliver says we should spend 100% of the time listening. Listening, asking questions, responding. Listening, asking questions, responding. I find a lot of times distributors will share that, you know, they're very comfortable talking with people about Juice Plus. But when it comes to the business, again, that's a little scarier. And in the book, Michael says, when I focus on me, I increase my anxiety. But when I focus on you, I decrease my anxiety. So think about that for a second. If we're truly focusing on the other person and listening to them, asking questions and listening, we're not going to be anxious because we're focused on them. If we're anxious, it's because we're focused on ourselves. We're focused on what we're going to say next, or we're focused on what they're thinking about what we're saying, you know, et cetera. So if we just remember that key concept, I think it will be great for us. But he goes on to say that we need to develop the art of asking the right questions at the right time, and we need to learn how to listen and what to listen for. So the question now is, what are the right questions, right? What are the right questions to ask people? Well, you know, the hottest topic today, what do you think it is? It's the economy, right? So one of the easiest things we can ask people are questions about the economy, like, well, how is this economic climate affecting you? Or how has your family been affected by this downturn in the economy? We'll learn a lot about the other person just by asking something that simple and that popular of a topic. And we may hear, you know, about downsizing or right-sizing or losing jobs or cutting back hours or anything like that. And we just want to file that away because we are going to respond. But something, a concept that I learned a long time ago, and Sharon, I'm sure you did too, it was the acronym of FORMS, F-O-R-M-S. And that acronym is simply one to help us think of questions to ask people. The F is for family, asking them questions about their family. The O is for occupation. The R is for recreation. The M is for money. And the S is for spiritual. So these are just topics of questions that we can ask people. So, for instance, questions about family. We can and these will vary, of course, depending on how well you know the person. But we can ask questions like, are you married? Do you have children? Or do you have grandchildren? What are their ages? Do you get to spend enough time with them? Do you have family here in the area, extended family? Or do you have to travel to visit, you know, grandparents or grandchildren? What activities do you enjoy most as a family? So we're asking questions, and we're just listening to the response. And we're filing away areas of need, areas of dissatisfaction, areas where we might be able to offer them a solution. Occupation, questions like, do you work outside of the home? Do you travel for business? Do you enjoy your job or your career? Does your job take you away from your family? You know, just anything about their occupation or their business. And then R is for recreation. What do you like to do for fun? Are your kids in sports? Do you get to see all their games? Do you have a sport or do you work out? Where are you and your family going on vacation this year? So any questions about recreation? And again, we're listening. We're listening for areas of dissatisfaction. We're listening for needs that they have that we might be able to fill. The next letter is M for money. This can be a little tricky because you can't really come right out and ask somebody how much money they make or if they make enough money. But you can ask questions like, do you have your retirement in place, depending on their age? Or do you have your kids' college funds in place? Or again, going back to the economy, how is this economy affecting your lifestyle? So anything about money. And then S is spiritual. Do you belong to a church? What are your favorite charities? Do you do any volunteer work, et cetera? So these are just some topics that you can use to ask the questions. And remember that this is all done in conversation, not interrogation. You know, we're not just firing questions at people. These are conversations that are going on, you know, over periods of time perhaps. Or you might just be talking about one area, like their family or their job. And again, you just want to ask questions and listen to what's coming back. Listen for areas that they may be dissatisfied. We just need to relax and listen. The more we relax, the more we'll remember. You know, if we're having a conversation with someone that we're very close to, we're probably going to remember all of that conversation later. But if we're, again, focusing on ourselves instead of the other person and we're not relaxed, we're uptight, we may not remember anything that we heard. So we just want to relax and have conversations, take a genuine interest in that other person. And then we want to ask, after we've gone through one of these areas and found a need, then again, we just want to ask another question. So let's say, for instance, I was talking to a prospective distributor, and I found out that they, that their job takes them away from their kids, and they need the income, but you know, it still takes them away from their kids, and maybe they don't get to see their kids' games and things like that. So then I might just come back to the person and say, well, Sally, if there were a way for you to, you know, be with your kids 24/7 if you wanted to, see all their games, and enjoy, you know, having that family around you all the time, would you want to hear about it? You know, yes or no. I mean, either answer is fine, if there were a way, you know. Or let's say I was talking with someone and maybe they were retirement age and this economy has affected their savings and their retirement plan. Then I would say, if there were a way for you to increase that retirement savings, would you want to hear about it? You know, yes or no. You know, either way is fine. We're just asking, would they like to hear about it? And then I might come back, if they say yes, I might come back with something like, well, you know, based on our conversation and what you told me, I'm thinking that I'm doing something that just might fit with what you're looking for. You know, if you're open to information, I'd be happy to share it with you. You see how soft that is and how, you know, you're just finding that person's need and then we're offering them a solution. You know, if they take us up on the offer, great. If they don't, that's great too. You know, just very, very low key. I'm thinking that I might be doing something that might fit with what you're looking for. If you're open to information, I'd be happy to share it with you. Or how about something like the other day when we were talking and you said that you hate your job because you have to travel so much and that takes you away from your family. Were you serious about that or were you just kidding? And again, you know, if they say, yes, I was serious, then you can come back with, well, you know, I'm thinking that I'm doing something that might fit with what you're looking for. If you're open to information, I'd be happy to share it with you. Again, you know, we're just asking the questions and then responding. We want to always make it a habit, you know, with our customers, either when we're making that 100-day follow-up call or when they receive their second box. You can decide to somehow, some way, let them know about the business behind Juice Plus. And you can put this right in your follow-up. I like to do it on the 100-day follow-up call. I like to just let them know that there's a business behind Juice Plus. And there are a lot of different ways to do that. One that I use quite often, I think I may have learned this from Carol Renoa, but I would say something like this to my customer that I'm doing my 100-day follow-up call with. Sally, I don't know if what I'm doing would be of interest to you, maybe, maybe not, but I know you love your Juice Plus. How about if I show you how our business works and you tell me if there's anything there that interests you? You see how soft that is? I know you love your Juice Plus. I have no idea if what I'm doing would be of interest to you, but how about if I show you and you tell me if there's anything there that interests you? It's so simplistic and yet so effective. And many times people are curious, if nothing else, you know, they're like, sure, you know, I'd like to hear about it. And they may or may not be interested, but that's not the point. You know, the point is we want to just make sure that we deliver the message that we know that every customer that we have knows that there is a business behind Juice Plus. They may or may not be interested. That doesn't matter. Or these are Michael Oliver's words. If you were at the conference that Michael Oliver was on, the keynote speaker, he did this on stage. He said, if there was an easy way that you could create a good ongoing income for yourself as well as staying healthy, is this something that would interest you? So that's something that you can ask, you know, every one of your customers. If there was an easy way that you could create a good ongoing income for yourself as well as staying healthy with Juice Plus, is this something that would interest you? Again, yes or no, and either answer, you know, is right. We want to ask our Raving Fan customers to have a wellness presentation in their home, and I hope you're all doing that. You know, the customers that are really excited about their Juice Plus, you know, make sure that you're asking them, and sometimes they'll ask you. You know, you've probably been at wellness presentations, and you've come to the end of the evening, and people that are there say, would you come and do this in my house, you know, for my friends and family? But if they don't ask you, you ask them. Ask them if they would gather a few people, you know, friends, family, neighbors, coworkers, whatever, to have a wellness presentation in their home. And then at the end of the evening, you know that if they have 6 to 10 people in their home and you go over some information and show the DVD, you know that it's inevitable that you're going to have customers. I mean, customers are going to come from that evening. So now you've got a stack of orders here. So after the other guests go home, you just go back to the host and you say, Sally, do you want these to be your customers or mine? You know, either way is great. You know, it's a win-win for you either way. But if this customer, if these were her friends and family and neighbors, now, you know, there's something at risk here. There's something at stake. You've got a pile of orders, and chances are she's going to want to become a distributor so that those can be her customers. If not, it's still a win for you. You've got a stack of order forms. You've got brand new customers that you didn't know before that wellness presentation at her home. So it's a win-win for you either way, and many times, you know, at the end of the evening and the orders are there, you know, the hostess says, yeah, I'd like them to be my customers. What does that, you know, consist of? So So when there's something tangible, you know, the conversation changes. Another way that you can turn some of those customers into distributors is using your sponsor. You know, I think the three-way call is so underutilized in our business as a whole, but especially in turning customers into distributors. And this takes all the pressure off of you. You're simply putting your sponsor on the phone with one of your customers. And that goes something like this. Let's say that Sharon is my customer, I'm sorry, my distributor, and we're going to call one of her customers Sally. So Sharon would get Sally on the phone, and I would say, Sally, Sharon tells me that you love your Juice Plus. Tell me, what is it that you love about it? And then I just listen, and I let her tell me what she loves about Juice Plus. You know, she's got more energy. Maybe her kids aren't getting sick as much as they used to. But whatever she comes back with, I'm going to say, wow, that's a great story. Have you ever thought about sharing that story with other people? Would you be open to some information about how our business works? And again, it takes all the pressure off of you. Your sponsor is asking the question of your customers. And if you could do, you know, a handful of those every week, you would be amazed at what comes back to you. And again, you know, we're just taking a genuine interest in that person. Now we've got two people phoning them, and the person's going to be flattered that two people took the time out of their day to phone to just find out, you know, what she loves about her Juice Plus. And this can be very effective. Or another way to turn customers into distributors is by using the third-party approach. And this is probably my favorite. Pete and I built our business using this third-party approach. It's the who-do-you-know approach. And so rather than if I want to talk to Sharon about the business, she's my customer and I want to talk to her about the business, instead of me saying, Sharon, you know, I want to show you my business, or would you be open to some information about how my business works, I would go to Sharon and I would say, Sharon, who do you know that's health conscious and would like to earn an extra $500 to $1,000 a month part-time working from home? Or who do you know that would like to develop a part-time income of $25,000 annually within 2 years? Or, and this one is really great for business owners or healthcare practitioners, who do you know that would like to create an additional profit stream for their business without additional overhead? That is a very great question to ask anybody that's in business or anybody that has a client base already, like, you know, healthcare professionals, alternative healthcare professionals, insurance people, realtors, et cetera. Who do you know that would like to create an additional profit stream for their business without additional overhead? But the who do you know is so non-confrontational, because I'm just asking who do you know. And the worst thing that can come back is Sharon can say, I don't know anybody. That's the worst thing that can happen. Now, is that devastating? No. The best thing that can happen is Sharon comes back to me and says, well, I don't know about somebody else, but I'd like to hear more. And then the second best thing that can happen is she can say, well, you know, my sister-in-law is looking for something, or my daughter-in-law is looking to supplement, or, you know, my daughter would love to stay at home with her kids and earn some part-time income. So, you know, you'll get people thinking, but 99% of the time I use the third-party approach and ask, who do you know? The other person is interested and wants to hear more. When we started our business back in 1988, I had been a secretary for years and years, and you know, we were taught to make that memory jogger, list everybody we knew without prejudging. Well, obviously, some of the people on that list were some of the executives that I had worked for as a secretary. And I would get on the phone. My knees would be shaking. I would be breathless. I would pick up the phone and dial and use this, who do you know? Who do you know that would like to develop a part-time income of $25,000 annually within 2 years? Well, three of those former executives joined us in the business. I mean, that's how powerful this third-party approach is, and so non-confrontational. It's just an easy way to talk with people. So remember that one, who do you know, or would you do me a favor? People love to do favors for others, and that could go something like this. I have no reason to believe that what I'm doing would be of any interest to you, Sharon. I know you're busy with your business, but would you do me a favor and watch this DVD and let me know who comes to mind that I might talk to? So again, She's just going to review the DVD, think about who she knows, and you and I both know that the DVD is so compelling that she just may be interested herself. So that's a great way to talk with people, too. Would you do me a favor? You know, I have no reason to believe that what I'm doing would be of any interest to you. I know you're busy with, and you can fill in the blank, you know, your business, your job, your family, your career. But would you do me a favor and watch this DVD and let me know who comes to mind that I might talk to? Or I know you know a lot of people. You probably know just the person I'm looking for. Would you do me a favor, watch this DVD, and let me know who comes to mind? Or how about this? Who do you know in Chicago? I'm expanding my business there. Or who do you know in Atlanta? I'm expanding my business there. Who do you know in Nashville? I'm expanding my business there. People are going to be curious. They're going to want to know what you do. And you can just, you know, give them some information about our business. Well, this is what I do. And, you know, people are going to be interested. You want to use events to create interest as well. You want to remember to invite all of your preferred customers to your wellness presentations and your health lectures, the participant buses. It shows them, you know, just how simple our business is. They see that they can do it. And worst case, it further solidifies their belief in Juice Plus, even if they're not interested in the business. So make sure that you're inviting all of your customers out to your events and see what happens. And, you know, we've talked a lot and given you a lot of scripts and ways to talk to people. The most important thing is just to practice. You know, just practice, practice, practice. And remember that the quantity of the practice is way more important than the quality. You know, don't worry about having exactly the right thing to say. Just go out there, and if you're too shy or too nervous to start asking people questions about the, and then be able to deliver a message about the business, just practice going out there and asking questions of people. And you'll see how relationship building that is. If you're just asking questions about their family or their job or whatever, just ask questions and listen. And people will feel gifted, just the fact that you're taking a genuine interest in them. So when you, and just practice doing that, and then when you're ready, you know, add the Juice Plus factor into it. Remember to keep your conversations relaxed. You know, we've covered a lot of questions here today, but you're not firing questions at people. You're just asking the questions in a very relaxed conversation. And let go of your attachment to the outcome. It does not matter if they say yes or no. You know, and if you do totally let go of your attachment to the outcome, you won't be devastated, you know, if they do say no. So just let go of that and go out there and practice asking questions and delivering the message. Don't start selling, you know, as soon as you glimpse that opportunity. We're not about selling our business to other people. We're about just delivering the message and letting people decide, you know, if they can see themselves in this picture or not. Go slow to go fast. You know, keep it very relaxed. Invest time in people. It will pay off big time, you know, in the long run. And then, you know, you're asking the questions, delivering the message. Once they do show an interest, then you want to invite them to look at the virtual franchise business model. And there are so many different ways that you can do that today. You know, you can send them to the website and let them watch the video on the business. You can sit down and review the Juice Plus booklet together, the virtual franchise booklet together. That's probably my favorite. It is so simple to just sit down at Starbucks or at your house or at their house or anywhere and go through that booklet together. And it's very compelling and very effective. Or you can invite them to an in-home virtual franchise overview. And I don't know how many of you are having these, but they are highly effective as well. And they copy the intimacy of a wellness presentation, only now you're inviting your preferred customers into your home to hear about the business behind Juice Plus. And these are very, very effective. Again, it's very low key, very much like a wellness presentation. You know, you might serve some wine and hors d'oeuvres or some soft drinks, not soft drinks, but soft, you know, water, sparkling water, whatever, juice, hors d'oeuvres. Only now you're going to show them the business. Or, you know, you can invite them if your area has business overview luncheons or dinners, invite them to that. You know, the CDs with Ron Blue or Sean and Jennifer Myers. Those are still great tools to introduce someone to the business or invite them to an event, you know, like a VF workshop, a regional, a boot camp, or a leadership conference. I mean, I don't think you can invite somebody to a leadership conference and they not be impressed with this company and this product. So, and the same is really true of inviting them to a boot camp or a regional or a workshop. You know, they're all fabulous ways to just let somebody see the bigger picture. Or invite them onto a webinar, or simply put your sponsor on the phone with them and let your sponsor do the work. So there are lots of different ways, you know, once they have shown an interest. And then you just want to continue asking questions. What did you like best about what you heard? What would you do with an extra $500 a month? Have you ever thought about starting your own business? What would you like to achieve in your new business? You know, get them dreaming, get them thinking. And remember not to prejudge anybody. Never prejudge anybody. You know, the people that we think are going to be interested are the ones that say no. The people that we think are not going to be interested are the ones that say yes. So just do not prejudge anyone, and it will pay off. And your goal is ultimately to find, you know, 3 to 5 like-minded, motivated people who are just as serious as you are, right? Wouldn't that just be great? 3 to 5 people just like you. But here's a hint. It might not be the first 3 to 5 people you sponsor. Anybody ever, you know, sponsored somebody and they just never got out of the gate or didn't do what you thought they were going to do? We've kind of built our business on a rule of 4. You know, for every 4 people that we sponsor, we expect that one is just kind of going to sit on the fence and watch. They're going to take their juice class, but they're really not going to go forward. One will actually quit. You know, you won't see them again. One is going to build a customer base, and one will go on to build, you know, a business. So, you know, your ratio may be higher than this, and if so, that's great. But if we expect, you know, the rule of 4 or whatever it is for you, whatever the ratio is for you, then you're not disappointed, you know, when you sponsor somebody and they don't go on to become a national marketing director. It's just normal, natural. We just want to continue mastering, you know, our basic job description, which is building that customer base, and from that customer base, finding the people that want to join us in the business, and then train them to do the same thing. Build a customer base, find people from their customer base that want to join them in the business, and train them over and over and over and over and over again. But, you know, as Jim Rohn says, what's easy to do is easy not to do. We have to be persistent. We have to be consistent. Talking with people every single day so that we will have that stable and lasting foundation for success. And we want to remember our attitude. You know, people are stressed out enough, and if we appear to be stressed out, they're not going to want to join us in the business. I don't think people have enough fun today. So if we're not having fun with our Juice Plus business, we're not going to attract people. So we have to watch our attitude all the time. And then, you know, just in summary, we just want to take a genuine interest, you know, in our prospects, in our customers, in our distributors. We want to listen, you know, to what they want and then help them get it. And, you know, we want to remember that our success is determined by how many people we talk to. The more people we talk to, the more become customers. The more customers we have, the more become distributors. The more distributors we have, the more money we'll make, the more lives we'll affect, and the bigger difference we'll make. And, you know, I just remind you of the you know, quote from Zig Ziglar that I'm sure most of you are very aware of. If you just help enough other people get what they want in life, you will automatically get what you want. And if we just keep that in mind, you know, helping other people, you know, asking questions, listening, finding a need, and then offering a solution without being attached to the outcome. Let me leave you with this quote by Margaret Mead. Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever have. And I think, you know, we certainly are more than a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens, and we can change the world, you know, one customer at a time, one distributor at a time. So, with that, what I'd like to do is leave you my email address. If you didn't get a chance to write down all those questions and scripts, you can certainly feel free to email me. It's Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at PK, that's P for Pete, K for Karen, so Karen at PK4Health.com, and you can put the number 4 or spell out. So Karen at PK4Health.com. I hope this was helpful to all of you, and I've enjoyed being with you on the phone today. Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you, Karen. We cannot say thank you enough, and I just want to reemphasize, you said a valuable number of points, but one particular point is how I was brought into this business was that who do you know approach, and you said that was one of the most valuable ways, that third-party approach, who do you know, and I was actually, Karen, that's how I was brought to NSA.
Awesome.
Not, Sharon, would you be interested, but who do you know in your city that might be interested in some supplemental income? We're looking for a few good people.
All right.
And I am so on board with that, and I truly believe if we would consistently ask that question, I know you agree with me on that.
Indeed.
We would see amazing things happen in our business.
Yes, and it's so easy to do. It's so non-confrontational.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And we are. I agree with you with the Margaret Mead quote. We are, and I say this about the Juice Plus community, we are a powerful force for change and making a difference. Isn't that exciting to be a part of that?
Absolutely.
It is. Well, we thank you. And I just want to remind everybody that this evening's call will be with Karen's precious partner and husband, Pete, and he is going to be focusing on making the numbers work for you. And I love these kind of topics. Numbers has not been my game all along, but I love learning how I can better make the numbers work for me. So, Karen, can I just say, I'm going to unmute our line so everybody can say a heartfelt thank you. And go.
Thank you, Karen.
Everybody,
thank you,
Karen.
Karen.
Thank you,
Karen.
That was awesome.
Thanks so much, Karen.
Awesome.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
That will help a lot.
Thank you for the email.